Good afternoon, Bloomington. 606 at WGCL. The In the Zone radio program coming to you on a Monday evening. I'm Mike Glasgow. Sitting in for Dave Novak is Terry Stoltz. Terry, good evening. How are you?
Glass, it's a pleasure. It is a pleasure.
Back together again on a chilly, windy, well, more windy than chilly, spring Monday here in Bloomington, April 20, 2015. I got to get all my bearings straight since I was out this morning. I don't have my days, times, and everything else set.
When you guys hear where he was this morning and listen to him complain about the cold,
it's cold.
You're going to do the same thing I did.
Painful, suffering, suffering, suffering. We had a chance to attend Media Day for the 2015 Senior PGA Championship down at the Pete Dye Course at French Lick. I'm sorry, the 2015 Senior PGA Championship presented by KitchenAid at Media
of
Day.
Of course, get the sponsorship in there.
You got to make sure they're happy. That's exactly right.
They could have fined us.
And we had a fantastic time. It's an unbelievable golf course. And the last thing that crossed my mind this morning, and even last night, was, should I go pants? Should I go shorts? You know, if the sun comes out, it's going to be hot. We got there, and it felt like it was 35 degrees. I almost went to the pro shop to buy a knit hat just to stay warm. Luckily, I had my other gear that I thought, because I'm gonna. Now that I have two kids, I'm an overpacker.
Of course,
because if it just sits in the car, it's not going to hurt anything. And plus, you're not walking that course. That's a cart and caddy affair there. But a fantastic job done by the folks who put together the PGA of America hosting the event. The media day was absolutely. It was great to let you play the course and take a look at it. It is impossible. Those guys are so good. And for them to be able to control their golf ball in the wind and only gusting about 30 to 35 miles per hour for about, 15 of the 18 holes today.
At least.
The professionals hopefully will have some nicer weather, as Colin Montgomery remarked in his interview after the round today. But a great opportunity. So you could go to PGA.com, look on their Senior PGA Championship. Tickets start at $15. It's Memorial Day weekend. You go down there. And you better get in shape before you go, because it's up on a hill. And to get to the next hill, you go up another hill. And to get to that hill, you go up one more hill. And then you go down sometimes. So when you go down, what happens when you go down?
You got to go back up.
So we rode today, played a scramble where you couldn't take worse than par, and I am exhausted. You know why? Because I'm fat and out of shape, number one. Number two, and I'm terrible at golf. But I almost hold out from the fairway, hit it to 4 inches. They said, Glass, just go handle that one.
That's
and
right.
And then on our final hole, we're off the green, 7-iron, bounce, 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 hits the flag to 2 more inches. Not bad.
Oh, man. Just like your boy Speed.
Not bad at all, except he's always going for some reason.
Well.
We have a busy program for you tonight, golf withstanding, as Indiana University in the papers for all the wrong reasons today. It's a little 5-week, and for the second year in a row, one of our major athletic programs has decided to take center stage. That's not good, so we'll get to the Ralph Green 3 story coming up here in just a moment or two. Coming up this weekend is another big decision for Indiana basketball. Well, not for Indiana basketball, in, from, around, through Indiana basketball, as Yogi Ferrell will make his statement on Little Five Saturday in Indianapolis at a Tony Northside steak joint. Good for Yogi. We'll see what he has to say. Terry and I have not had a chance to discuss that between us, so we'll take care of that on the airwaves tonight. My golf foursome today included my boss here, my two bosses here, which that was a fantastic time, and Jody Demling, from formerly of the Courier Journal in Louisville, now does the Louisville Scout and does some iHeartRadio things down there. Great guy, by the way, number one, great. Fantastic guy. I remember him from the Courier Journal days when him and Bozich would write and do all that. And he had some very interesting thoughts on Thomas Bryant. Of course, I was going to pick his brain on that. Thomas has sent in his letter of intent, has mailed it, faxed it, whatever. Indiana University has not come out and said it's 100% done deal. But everything there is official, it sounds like, Terry, except for the rubber stamp. So we'll tie that into our basketball conversation as well. The Pacers season is over. The blue and gold did everything except win their final game of the year. They had some tough circumstances to wrap up the year. Terry and I will get into that. And we'll also get into Bird's press conference to the state of the address at the end of the year and maybe a new style moving forward and that's going to perhaps affect the roster. So we'll get your thoughts, T, on that, and your thoughts at 812. You have to dial that now. The Kurt lady tells you you're in trouble if you don't. 812-333-2665. But sadly, we start off with the police blotter, and I didn't have my cell phone on all day because, again, I'm out there playing golf. I'm having a good. My bosses are with me. I can't.
You don't need your cell phone on.
But my other boss is at home with my two kids, so I do have to check in every once in a while. But of course, yes. There come the texts. There come the this, that, and the other thing. Here we go. There's problems in Indiana athletics again. And let's just tell you, if you haven't got with us yet, this is according to I have the Indy Star story, David Woods, in front of me. Defensive lineman Ralph Green III was suspended from Indiana University's football team after his arrest early Sunday on a battery charge. The IU Athletic Department released the following statement Monday, that's today. Indiana University Athletics and the IU football program are aware of the arrest of Indiana University student-athlete Ralph Green III. We take the situation very seriously, as we do with all conduct-related issues on and off the field among our student-athletes. Ralph has been suspended from all football activities effective immediately, and the IU Office of the Dean of Students has been notified of the allegations consistent with the Department of Athletics policy. We will continue to gather facts, monitor the legal and university processes, and take further action as the evolving situation warrants. Late night, too much booze behind the wheel, maybe some other interaction with some non-participating participants. It's not good. In the football program, we'll be fair. I don't remember too many of these over the last few years. Do you?
No.
Not with football off the top of my head.
No, I don't think Coach Wilson's going to play that game. You know, Ralph, if you ask a girl to dance, she says politely no. You know, you might plead, you might ask again, but you don't allegedly strike her upon being turned down to dance.
So. And we're not going to try this case on the radio,
that's right.
Joe Qualters from the Bloomington Police Department, that's part of the statement they released, so that's what we do know. He registered a .20 BAC, which is .08 is the legal limit in that. He was arrested for battery, a Class A misdemeanor, public intoxication, a Class B misdemeanor, and disorderly conduct, a B misdemeanor. Regarding the alleged battery, says Qualters, the victim reports she was grabbed around the waist by Green. She attempted to get away, and that he slapped her across the right cheek. A witness indicated that Green began to dance up on the female and that the disturbance broke out between the victim, her boyfriend, and Green. It's not a very good idea to be the center of attention when you're A, in season, and B, during Little Five. And I believe Ralph Green is somewhere in the neighborhood, too, of 6 foot six seven and 360 pounds. And you stick out like a sore thumb in those situations. And again, you're having too much fun. You wonder where your quote-unquote friends are during that time. I know all college kids make dumb decisions. I was a college kid once and made a lot of them, so I'm not going to sit here and crucify them. But the football program, coming off a spring game on the weekend, didn't need this. They had gotten through the spring. Things were pretty quiet, minus a hyperextended elbow here. You didn't have a lot of injury problems to talk about. Nate Sudfeld was back. That was exciting from everybody who was at the game Saturday. Said, hey, he looked 100%. Like he's trying to tackle Darius Latham on an interception play.
Okay, one mistake. That's okay.
He's allowed one of those.
One mistake.
But again, it just seems like when things are starting to go well, you've got to pay attention to all of it, and that's what happens when you are dealing with 20 and 21 and 22. Green is 21 years of age, if you're wondering about why there was no illegal consumption or anything like that. Well, he's allowed to drink. But you have to make good decisions. We know that. We knew last year during basketball, Hannah Perea did not make a very good decision. During Little 500 last year, Yogi Ferrell and Stan Robinson did not make very good decisions. You just wonder what else does it take. And again, you're not asking for perfection. You don't need to be behind the wheel. The conduct that happened on the dance floor, I don't condone that either. But the point about this driving stuff is absolutely nonsense. That's not a oops, geez, it's a technicality. I just had a couple beers and it's here or there. This isn't very smart. And sadly, in football, you have 120 guys. This is one guy ruining the bunch.
And when you're the size that Ralph Green is, how much does he drink to get to that level?
I'm not a
when
chemist,
you're that big. I'm not either, but I don't want to know.
You know what? A lot.
A lot. That's all we have to say.
And again, friends, where your friends helping out? I don't know. That's not for me and Terry to figure out. That's for the football program to figure out. And it looks like the athletic department and football policy department's policy, they're in place. And when anything else develops on the story, we'll let you go. The spring game, Terry, a lot of defense. I don't want to say no-name guys. I don't think that's fair. But a lot of redshirt guys that have jumped up onto the radar and looking to fill some holes, fill some spots. Again, Coach Wilson in his postgame said he didn't want to say it was really vanilla. We weren't running a lot of stuff. It was vanilla, and you weren't running a lot of stuff. The good news was Sudfeld was healthy. Didn't look like he had any problems slinging the ball around. Didn't hear about too many drops from the receiving corps. And not as much offense as perhaps you would think. But again, what do you want to show on a game that's on TV? You've got to pay attention to all that stuff. And the spring game was Saturday. Coming up this Thursday, the football scrimmage bash tee. That will be the pre-Little Five bash, 6 p.m. at Memorial Stadium. For more information on that, simply go to iuhoosiers.com. We touched on basketball for the wrong reasons. Well, we'll touch on it when we come back for the right reasons. Indiana adding a new player, a four-star recruit, in Thomas Bryant here, when it becomes official in the next coming days, but could lose one of their rocks of the last three seasons. Junior point guard Yogi Ferrell will make his impending decision, and he'll do that coming up on Saturday. 6:17, he's Terry, I'm Glass. You're in the zone on WGCL. At WGCL, the In the Zone radio program, Monday, April 20, 2015. There's Terry Stultz. How are you doing this afternoon?
That's great.
Good to have you aboard, my friend. He's sitting in for Dave. Dave will be back on Wednesday. I'm Mike Glasgow. Thank you for being with us on a breezy Bloomington afternoon here in spring. At least the rain stopped after it seemed like 24 hours of it on Sunday. So that's the good news. And hopefully the rain stays away in Milwaukee. Well, they won't mind. They'll just put the top on it. Reds Brewers tonight as the Reds road trip continues in the Central. Reds getting swept on the weekend in St. Louis, including last night on Sunday Night Baseball. They head to the Brew Crew. Terry, Brewers stink, right? 2-8, 3-9, something not very good.
They're awful.
Well, the Reds need to take advantage of this. There's no point in digging a hole early against bad teams. We understand if you lose a couple in St. Louis, you get swept by the Cardinals. That happens. They got good pitching. Pre-game, 7:10 tonight. First pitch there shortly after. We'll have Reds Brewers, 7:10 tonight, 8:10 tomorrow, or 8 p.m. tomorrow night, and then 8 p.m. on Wednesday. So the three-game series. And then the Reds return to the Great American Ballpark for a weekend series with the Cubbies. The Cubbies took 2 out of 3 from Cincinnati to begin that road trip early last week. The Reds will look to get all those games back as the Central Division stacking up like a NASCAR race after a caution flag with 4 laps to go. It's early, but that's what it looks like already. Don't forget Sports Talk tomorrow night. Joe Smith, IU Golf's Mike Mayer, as the cream and crimson, speaking of golf, get ready for the Big Ten tournament coming up at Victoria National. I probably should put that one on my list, too, see if I can get that one crossed off. Maybe here in April, you do Augusta, you do the Pete Dye course at French Lick. Well, maybe we'll
so far, you've got a good run going, that's for sure.
Not bad. And even if you only see 2 out of 3, that's not bad. You get to play one, that's fun as well. And don't forget, as we told you, the Little Five football scrimmage Saturday at 6. But tomorrow night, Terry, I will be at Armstrong Stadium as Indiana Men's Soccer has their almost annual tilt with the Mexican Federation. They will be bringing their U-17 team, the Mexican national team, tomorrow night. 7:30 is kickoff at Bill Armstrong Stadium. Everybody needs a ticket for this one. Ticketing information can be found at iuhoosiers.com. Indiana coming off a 3-1 victory over Butler at the new Grand Park up in Westfield. Boy, what a complex that place is. My goodness.
Yeah, and see, now people can go watch soccer, listen to your golden tones PA announcer for IU soccer. But if soccer's not your thing, you might go up the road to Victory Field tomorrow night and watch our IU Hoosier baseball team.
Good stuff.
Taking on Notre Dame at Victory Field at 7 o'clock.
And that's a cool arrangement that has been made, a neutral site game as well. First pitch, 7 p.m. as the Hoosiers throw Evan Bell on the mound. Indiana's final game against Illinois in the weekend, Terry washed out. That wasn't a surprise. What was surprising is you and I and some folks were hanging out on Friday night watching the game, and I said 5 minutes after the game ended, I said, wait till you see this. Doubleheader Saturday, they'll play both games because Sunday's going to be a total washout. What do? Nothing. They move the game up to 10 a.m. They wait 4 hours and can't get it in. You could have played two on Saturday when there wasn't a cloud in the sky. We'll blame the folks at Illinois for that one. The Irish and Hoosiers get together. Gates at 5:30. First pitch, 7 p.m. You can buy tickets at IndyIndians.com. Students, faculty, children, and active military, $3 off the gate price, so that's $5. Children under two admitted for free. That's tomorrow night at Victory Field, and we hope the Hoosiers get back on the victory wagon. Yeah. This is the first meeting, Terry, since 1998. So these teams haven't seen each other in quite a while. Hoosiers 21-15. They'll get back to it this weekend as they welcome Michigan State to town.
Still a lot of Big Ten games left, but right now they're on the outside looking in to get themselves in the Big Ten tournament. So homestand coming up this weekend. Maybe you and Dave will talk about that. Michigan State here for three. Get out and fill the Bard, as always, and get these kids to win a few games here.
And that's some of your counter Little Five programming. So if you don't want to be around any of that, you've got softball and baseball. Well, not everybody loves a bike race on that. And speaking of that, we will do a little preview Friday. Chuck Crabb in hour number one, and then we will talk in hour number two with Zach Osterman. He'll join myself and Julie Warren as Zach has ridden in the race as a student, has covered it for the IDS, and is a team advisor to this day. So we'll get you the ins and outs of everything with the bicycles, plus a little inside Indiana basketball on Thomas Bryant, Yogi Ferrell in that situation. But that's where it takes us. We get to Hoosier basketball here on a Monday because Hoosier basketball is 52 weeks a year, 365 days. Whether you like it or not, well, that's not up to you. That's what it is. As I was mentioning last break, before last break, I was at the Pete Dye course at French Lick for Media Day today, and every one of the major sports teams and universities in the state of Indiana presented Colin Montgomery, the reigning champion. What do you think Indiana University gave him?
Well, I know this because I saw it.
A football helmet?
No.
They give him a soccer ball?
No.
What'd they give him?
They give him some striped pants,
candy,
of course.
Candy
stripes,
warm-up
baby. Warm-up
pants. So if you want to think Indiana takes a day off of basketball, it does not. The big news in the last 10 days or so, obviously, is the impending approval of Thomas Bryant's letter of intent to play basketball here, the four-star recruit out of somewhere in New Rochelle, New York, somewhere up that way. Went to Huntington Prep, which is a basketball factory, for lack of a better term. Kids go there to be seen. They go there to play in national tournaments. And the Hoosiers trying to add another big man to their roster, Terry.
Well, I'll tell you what, he is. He's quite a player. I think 24/7 Sports, I think, has him as the ninth best center. You know, he's a four-star prospect. Hey, you had Kentucky, Syracuse going after him. He's probably, you know, because he's 6'10", he's an inch taller than Perea, and he's, you know, people are going to think, oh, that's all we need, that's a savior. Hey, look, this kid has got a motor. I think you're going to enjoy him. I've seen him play in parts of his last high school game, where he had 27-19 in the final four of one of those made for ESPN high school
events.
Tournaments.
That's right.
Well, but no, the kid, he goes after the ball relentlessly on the glass, offensive and defensive. He will go after block shots. He just he performs. He gets it. I mean, he doesn't quit playing. Now, I don't think he's a All-American, back to the basket, got all kinds of post-move type of things. He does have a nice offensive touch. He can shoot the ball. I don't think he's going to be planted out the three-point line too much, but he hit two the other day in the Derby Classic.
The skill set is there.
Yeah, his skill set is absolutely there. So, but big recruit, I'm going to say not a one-and-done, but a couple-year guy maybe. We'll see. At 6'10", 230, he better come in here and put on about 10 to 15 like Cody Zeller did. Then we'll talk about
the interesting thing I heard from the folks down at the Derby Classic, Jody Demling, who I had a chance to hang out with today, said once the fire is lit, the fire is lit. It's going to be getting that fire lit, and how often can that be? But he said he's highly, highly talented. There's no questioning his skill ability. It's just the grind of the Big Ten. We saw it wear on Johnson. We saw it wear on Blackman. We saw it wear on Noah Vonleh. We saw it wear on Cody Zeller. We saw it, we saw it, we saw it. The league is not 98-94, six fouls aside, up and down, shooting 20 free throws every 5 minutes. It's not how it works in the Big Ten. The teams that win in that league get you off your block, get you off your spot, don't let you get freebies, and don't let – there's nothing that comes for free, especially on the road in the league. We've seen that over the years. And Indiana will need all the weapons they can, because at the spring football game up in West Lafayette on the weekend, A.J. Hammonds took the microphone at halftime and declared he was staying for the Boilermakers. So that's Isaac Haas and Hammonds one more year, whether we like it or not.
Yeah.
But the interesting part was he compared them to the kid that's going to Maryland. The Diamond Stone
yeah.
Who's more highly recruited, and his angle was Stone's going to come and go like the breeze, but Bryant's going to he's going to play really well for 26, 27 games. He's going to drive you crazy for 7, 8, or 9. I said, like every freshman, he goes, yeah, that's what it's going to be. It's going to be just with a lot of these kids here, as we heard with Hanna Perea last season. We heard this was the first time he'd bought into going to the weight room, bought into getting better as a basketball player. How quickly or late does that develop? Is it from day one? Is it something that A.J. Hammond stays in school? Why? Well, he doesn't start playing usually till the middle of January. He needs to show scouts he can show up and play for an entire season. I'm not saying this kid's going pro tomorrow or even after 1 year, but being away from home in a college environment where you have to do all this stuff, it's no longer, hey, meet us in the weight room for an hour, goof around for 40 minutes, lift for 20. This is big-time stuff. So as quickly as he can adapt to that, how could that possibly not help him? He looks like he's got a frame that can handle some weight.
Oh,
he looks
yeah.
like a frame,
yeah.
the frame that can handle some muscle. And he's going to have to be patient, especially if Yogi Ferrell returns, because he's going to be about third or fourth in the pecking order, unless Terry, he just comes in and lights the place on fire. That's not what a lot of freshmen do wire to wire. We saw James Blackman have some really good games and have some really poor games. Same thing for Robert Johnson. Same thing for sophomore Troy Williams. You saw some really high peak games and some games where it's 2 points and three rebounds, or 8 points and one rebound, and you wonder, hey, why isn't the fire lit? So to throw these expectations on this kid, I don't ever think it's fair. And as we always joke about, let me know February 10th how things are going. Don't tell me November 10th. Don't tell me December 10th. January 10th, I'll start to listen a little bit because you have a smaller sample of size. But when you get to the dog days of winter and it's Tuesday night, 9:15 at Madison, where are you at? Because that's what wins championships. You might not like it, but that's what wins championships. It's not about knocking down 18 threes against Maryland at home. It's about winning at Wisconsin. It's about playing hard at Mackey. It's about figuring out a way to win at the Barn. And that's the next step in IU basketball's program. Can they do that next year without Yogi Ferrell?
Well, we may or we may not find out.
There are two options.
If you're segueing into the next thing after this break, I'll say
maybe.
Stay tuned and we'll talk about that in
Yogi
just a
Ferrell
moment.
Discussions next. 812-333-2665. You're in the zone here on a Monday night on WGCL. We'll take your calls on Hoosier Hoops, Pacers, whatever else you want to talk about as well. It's April. We'll throw in a little baseball at some point. But Yogi's decision is going to have a big pendulum shift on A, maybe Thomas Bryant's first year, and B, how this team is going to be moving forward. We'll do it next. It's 6:32. It's in the zone. It's WGCL. It's 6:36 at WGCL. Glass and Terry with you on a Monday night in the zone, live. 333-2665 will take your phone calls. And it is Monday night, April 20th. T, how are you today?
Doing great.
Thanks for being aboard. Dave will be back on Wednesday. We hope he's feeling better. And tomorrow night is Tuesday night, and Joe Smith Sports Talk is live from Yogi's.
Right.
And we'll have IU men's golf coach Mike Mayer, plus Kevin Wilson popping in from IU football to get us caught up on what we saw in the spring game and a wrap-up spring practice there. So we'll do that tomorrow live at Yogi, 6 to 7. You can listen live at WGCLradio.com or right here on the airwaves. But the player that is making news in the basketball realm that we need to cover has a big announcement coming up this weekend is Yogi Ferrell.
Yeah, and, you know, you hear all over the state, listen to some of the talk shows out of Indianapolis, et cetera, and there are people that said, well, he's announcing he's leaving, and others are adamant that he's announcing that he's staying. Personally, I don't think that this is a great idea for him. You and I have discussed that. I do not agree with it at all. I think this is more a mom and dad thing, wanting him to do something. This is also, I hear, a fundraiser for the foundation. This is probably not the way. It's not the way I would go about it if it were mine. But personally, I think this is something where he just wants to have a little fun for himself.
Or his parents do, I'll say it.
I already said it while you were on the phone talking to someone we're going to talk to here in a minute. I just said I think mom and dad, this is all about them. My gut feeling is he's going to stay, and the reason he's doing this, he's going to make some broad announcement about it's his last year, we've got everybody back, and I'm coming back to win the Big Ten, back to do this and that, which is great.
Will your opinion change of him if he leaves?
No, you know what, no. One way or the other, I think he's going to go the same thing, second round, either year he goes. This year, maybe not even get drafted this year. If he would lead us to a top 10 or a top tier Big Ten finish, up there sniffing for a title, and maybe get us into a Sweet 16 or an Elite 8, then he may move up. You know what? No, I won't change my mind. He's had three great years here. He's been everything he's advertised. He's one of the toughest little son of a guns I've ever seen play here. For no bigger than he is, and it won't change. This thing about decision, this is kind of dumb.
Whoever started this, LeBron James or
whoever
it was.
Well, this is decision, duh.
Well, we have decisions now about players that...
Yeah, well...
So the four-year scholarship that everybody wants and you only take three, I don't know how that works. And again, the system has used Yogi. They've sold some number 11 jerseys. They've sold some candy stripe pants. They've gotten some Big Ten money from a TV deal that he doesn't get. And if he chooses to go at his own volition, well, I really, again, we talked about this last week. I'm not going to stop him or be nearly upset at him.
No.
I want him to do it for the right reasons. I hope he is not being given poor information. And again, the one thing that no Indiana fan wants to hear is maybe he's tired of playing basketball for free. Nobody wants to hear that because the glory days that Kent Benson would never do that or Randy Whitman wouldn't never do that. It's not that way anymore. And whether we like it or not, that's not our problem. The kids have to work in involuntary workouts, voluntary workouts, and everything else. And sometimes, you know what? And some of them don't like to go to school. Yep. I know that's hard. It's hard for people to take. What do you mean you don't want a degree? Well, not everybody's raised the same way you are.
And he has his degree, if I'm not – no, okay. He's pretty close.
Close is not having it.
Right, okay.
And that's not the end-all, be-all game. But the people that say, if I were him, I would do this, you're not get over it. It's America. Make your own
– I'd love to see him come back, but if he doesn't, no. It's not going to change my opinion of it.
It cannot possibly hurt to come back. And if he doesn't, it's Indiana has this – every year, somebody's going somewhere. And
we've got
just
a ton of people that can shoot and handle the ball.
And we'll have to step up and perform.
Just have to play.
And have only, but haven't done it 3 years on the road in the Big Ten like Yogi has. So I think it will not be a help, per se. It will not be addition by subtraction moving forward.
No, not a bit.
But we'll see. Saturday night, I don't know when this takes place. I'm pretty sure we'll hear about it on Twitter or in other places.
Yes, I think so.
333-2665. Roy's on with us this afternoon. Roy, good afternoon. How are you?
Not bad. I was a little disappointed that it's all basketball all the time. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm a native Hoosier, so I do understand it. But, you know, it just kills me. Ohio State had nearly 100,000 people at their Scarlet and Gray game.
They
had over 60,000 paid. We can't get 60,000 in when Ohio State plays here.
Well, we only hold 54, but I understand your point.
That's what I mean.
Yeah.
I mean, I thought it was 58 once we do all that.
Nebraska had 76,000 at $10 a head, and they do all that and give all that money to charity. And it's great because in those places of the world, football is king. And I think that tradition, as we know, has been developed over multiple years. And Indiana's frankly just not on that level. And as we saw this weekend, it's kind of hard for the casual fan to read in the paper on Sunday morning about three walk-on guys that are leading the team in rushing, and you know, this guy's hurt, that guy's that. You got to give us a buzz, and how do you get a buzz? You get the buzz by winning.
You also get the buzz by people paying attention to to football during football time rather than speculating on a press conference that's a week from Saturday.
Well, it's this Saturday, but I get your point. But you have the floor right now. You're a big football fan. It's 13-10. Sell me IU football right now.
It's the best thing going, and it's what's going to drive IU athletics in the 21st century. I mean,
Has to be good. I do not disagree.
There's no more money in basketball. I mean, the money that we've got out of basketball is going to be there. It will continue to be there.
No, that's not true. Don't forget, they're building a bunch of suites in this new renovation. That's going to drive up the basketball price. So we got to be fair on that one. But the Hoosiers go 13. It's 13-10 is the final score. Nate Sudfeld's back and healthy. That's where we're at right now. There wasn't a breakout player that you said, geez, this kid came in 2 years ago as a big recruit and had a big day at it. Sudfeld didn't throw for 4 touchdown passes. Kevin Wilson's going to sell it tomorrow night on Joe Smith's show. Tuesday night, tomorrow night, 6 to 7. Tune in for that. But right now, when Indiana's coming off a season where they had played a linebacker at quarterback at one point because of injuries, it's hard to turn and get people fired up about that. And the only way the casual fan, in my opinion, is going to get fired up is to win football games. And you can't win those in the spring. Now, if Indiana wins a bowl game this year or participates in a bowl game, I agree with you. I think the spring number will go up because the casual fan will go up. I think that's just what brings it. The diehardness, I'm with you. I'm an IU football fan, too. That's the only college team I pay attention to and root for. And if the buzz around IU football right now is what? That's the tough part.
Yeah, I understand what you're saying.
I want it to be just as good as you. I couldn't agree with you more.
I'm so afraid that we're arguing chicken and egg.
I think you're right, Roy. I think we are because you've got to have a little of both. And I think this is a huge season for Coach Wilson. It's season number 5, is that correct?
Yes.
And at some point, you hope the offensive line stays together. At some point, you hope you don't play a former linebacker at quarterback in the Big Ten. And you hope that you can find somebody to replace Tevin Coleman. And you hope the guys on defense can be a little bit better than last year. But we talk about press conference conjecture coming up on Saturday. Well, spring game conjecture is just the same. Until you go into Ohio State, until you go to Michigan. I don't even want to look at the schedule right now. Florida International. I think that's the one we'll circle and get ready to do that.
Well, don't forget Southern Illinois. The one double A guaranteed win kind of thing.
The good news is that gets you one game closer to a bowl game because I don't want to be reminded who's in the Eastern Conference in the Big Ten.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's what. But to your point of driving revenue for the future and being good in the future. That's what he is selling right now. He is selling to recruits. Hey, look, we're going to Ohio Stadium, 100,000, 110,000. We're going to Michigan, 110,000. We're going to State College, 110,000. That's the next step is taking the guys that he has highly recruited over the last few years and winning games with. The next step is that takes you to a bowl game. The next step after that is the foundation is laid, and then you start competing with those teams. That has been a tall order at Indiana University since 1995. Right?
Since 1895.
Well, Bill Mallory had some awfully good years in his tenure, and we decided to go a different direction.
And then we were incredibly greedy and thought we could do better than Mallory. And
I don't think you're wrong at all. So that brings me back to the point. This guy has a 7-year contract. This is year 5. Just let him coach. Let's see what happens when all the pieces fall together. Hey, good job. Call us back during football season.
Thanks,
buddy.
Roy.
Good job, man. We appreciate it. That's good stuff. You know, people do care. And I don't want to be aloof saying they don't, because I'm at every game. And what the people around football try to do, including the entire staff, marketing, whatever else, they're trying to drum up the casual fan interest because, Terry, we know there's 22,000 diehard football fans. We saw it during the DiNardo era. We saw it in the Lynch era. Now, it spiked at the end because he was just a couple of plays away as well. But there's about 22,000 to 25,000 diehard IU football fans. And the other 20,000, the university, I know this, is reaching out to students, surrounding community, whatever it is, to do anything they can to get the game day experience better. But there is only one letter in the alphabet that makes the game day experience better, and the letter is W. And that is the chicken and the egg argument. Yes, you need to have players to win. Yes, you need to have coaches to coach. They have to win. You can have the – Bill Lynch was the nicest man I ever met.
Yeah.
He was thoughtful, caring. He'd come on this program on his own time. He wouldn't even care. And I'm not saying Coach Wilson's not, and I'm not saying Terry Heppner. That doesn't matter. Nice guys have nothing to do with how well your college football program performs. Wins and losses. How does Bobby Petrino have 9 jobs in college football?
Because he wins.
Because he wins. You know what you do? You sweep the dead bodies under the corner in the rug. And he didn't kill anybody. You get my point. He gets another job. Western Kentucky, then Louisville. All he did was drive around with some other man's fiance or wife, get in an accident down there in Arkansas. That goes away. Why? He wins football games. I'm not asking Indiana to go down that route. That's not the point. The point of the matter is you win, that gets a little easier to stomach.
That's right.
You win and you're in. You win, maybe you sell 45,000 season tickets of those 54, and you leave the other 9 for the churn, general public.
That's right.
I don't know. I think it would be a great problem to have. And the Hoosiers, with the early part of the schedule, as we mentioned, have a chance to get off to a good start. And, again, create some momentum. And maybe once, Terry, just once in 100 years, a ball bounce in their direction.
Let's hope.
Are you going to hold your breath?
No.
I'll hold mine. Why not? Again, Coach Wilson tomorrow night, Coach Mayer from IU Golf, Joe Smith, 6 to 7, in the same hour, live on WGCL. When we come back, we'll take a little sniff around Pacertown as their season came to an end. Multiple reasons on why it did. Terry will weigh on his thoughts, and we'll talk about Larry Bird's thoughts as well. Plus your phone calls, 333-2665. You're in the zone on a Monday night on WGCL. Don't forget Reds baseball coming up at the top of the hour. Reds in Milwaukee tonight, tomorrow, and Wednesday. We'll have it all for you here on WGCL. Then it's home, back to the friendly confines of the Great American Ballpark Friday. They welcome the Cubs to town. The Reds, a little 9-game road streak here before getting back to Cincinnati again on Friday. Williams Brothers Pharmacy, Healthcare Pharmacy, is a family-owned business offering personalized expert advice on a wide range of pharmacy services. They're located at 574 Landmark Avenue. Williams Brothers, creating customers for life. There's Terry Stoltz on a Monday that has flown by.
We've
just got
a couple minutes left.
So let's touch on the Pacers briefly, as we have not had a chance to share our thoughts on that. The Pacers fall 1 game short of making the playoffs as they found out halfway through their final game of the year that Brooklyn had won. They knew they had to win in Memphis. It wasn't easy coming off a double overtime victory the night before against the Wizards. The Pacers ran out of gas. But it was the Pacers this year. It wasn't Paul George per se, because Paul George played the last 5 games. So the other 77, some guys didn't perform, and Larry Bird had no problem pointing them out in his year-end address last Friday. Bird said this about Roy Hibbert. We assume he's going to be back, and if he comes back, we're probably going to play another style. And I can't guarantee him anything. He's going to have to earn it. He also went on to mention, I was talking to Coach earlier. We'd like to play a faster tempo, and that means we've got to run a little faster. Maybe at times play a little smaller. We just got into it, so I don't know what style, but we'd like to change it a little bit. I'd like to score more points, and to do that, you've got to run. Larry Bird knows what the contract situations are of his basketball team. Our listeners might not. Help him out.
Well, one thing about Larry Bird, his teams in the 80s ran. And Robert Parrish, who's almost the same size as Roy Hibbert, ran too. So I think, and plus everybody today is going with a little smaller lineup.
But why is
trying
he gonna,
to get the ball
but again,
up and down?
Hibbert's got a player option, right? $16 million.
Yeah, he's at 15.5 next year with the player his player option.
And, so Bird's and, basically told him, hey, if you stick around, great, but we're going to run you off the court or maybe you're not going to play. Well, that's a quarter of their salary cap. How was that responsible?
Yeah, that's a great question. We'll see. Larry loves to play mind games to see where guys are. Are they going to fight to get back and do what they need to do to play?
Is he out of them with Hibbert? My goodness, you bring in Kareem last year. You change his diet. We're going to get him fast. We're going to get him slow.
I think he's tried everything. He may be out of him.
The other problem with last year on that same angle is if Hibbert's slow, West is just as slow, and he's not getting any younger.
No, that's for sure. I mean, this team, you know, Paul George aside, you had David West missed the first 15, 16 games. George Hill missed 39 games. A very different time. Stuckey was injured. C.J. Miles, great pickup, was injured. So, you know, this was still easy, a playoff team, easily.
Could have been.
They could have been, but they weren't.
And if their big players could have performed down the stretch instead of disappearing, which Hibbert disappeared, and West, whether he's hurt or not, West trying to grind through it hurt the Pacers more than it helped the Pacers.
No,
you can't go the last 2 months of the season averaging 8 points and four rebounds whatever it was.
I would concur with that.
You can't do that, so it's going to be an exciting offseason for the Pacers as well, perhaps.
Well,
maybe it will
got a few guys, Lewis Scola, C.J. Watson, LaVoy Allen and Rodney Stuckey all you'd like to, Donald Sloan also, forget him. We need
to find a
to
Donald
keep,
Sloan somewhere else.
You got to keep Scola, you got to keep Stuckey, and I would love to see him keep LaVoy Allen.
Well,
they won't keep C.J. Watson because he's too good a point guard backup. Somebody will offer him more than the $2 million that we paid
too. And the other problem is West isn't getting any younger, and is he going to take a reduced role or is he just going to take the money and run? If I was in that position, I would. Steve Miller Band said it best.
Yes, sir.
Go on, take the money and run. We're going to run away, but we'll be back Wednesday night. Stay tuned for Reds baseball. That's Terry Stoltz. I'm Mike Glasgow. You've been in the zone.